B-Pod Studios.
Brandon Graham joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Brandon, how you doing these days?
Oh, man, I'm doing okay, you know, taking it one day at a time.
All right, now tell me, first of all, you're doing a great thing, and it's going to be delivered at 5 o'clock. You're donating some food to the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. Tell me about it.
So, you know, me and the wife was trying to figure out what we wanted to do, so the wife thought of a good idea to send some cheesesteaks to the people that's on the front line, you know, who wouldn't, you know, that would brighten their day. And so that's what we just kind of wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, motivate them and brighten their day a little more, let them know that we were thinking about them over at UPenn with some Jim's cheesesteaks.
Oh, awesome. So you get some cheesesteaks. Jim's going to the medical staff and the health personnel over there?
Yeah, we got a number. We talked to somebody over there that's real good with knowing the personnel, and so they said about 250, so we got 300 to be safe.
Awesome, man. It's a great work. I know you're thinking of other people during this time. So how are you managing, as a professional athlete that has to be kind of shut in, how are you managing that? It's tougher for athletes than anybody.
Well, you know, having kids, it's fun for me now because I can do all kind of stuff that I couldn't do when because football kind of takes over for half the year. And then when I'm not tired, you know, I try to push through and play with the kids. So now it's just good bonding time for us and the kids, and to catch up on some shows like Ozarks. I just finished one called The Stranger on Netflix. I'm a Netflix guy, so I've been on my Netflix stuff and enjoying the wife.
You know, I'm glad you said Ozark, because I'm getting perplexed here. I'm on the new season, right?
Ooh,
I'm trying to figure out why they're working against each other, husband and wife.
You gotta watch it, man. It's good. It's really good. I understand both sides of it.
Oh, you do? Because I'm perplexed right now. I just finished the third episode, and I'm going, what's the root of this? So I guess if you would tell me, you would be putting a spoiler out
there. Wasn't that crazy how he wanted to leave, and she did. She just wanted that power.
So they're fighting somebody that this is a spite fight? Or is there something logical, like where is somebody doing the best for the family?
Well, you know, somebody think they doing it, but you know, you gotta watch it. It's good, you know. Right. It's a lesson in both of them.
Yeah, because I'm confused right now. I gotta be honest with you. Now, let me ask you about working out and like communicating with all the your fellow players and how you guys are doing this. Do you have enough at home to do the regimen?
Well, you know what? I got a dead end street on my street, so I do a couple 40-yard, similar to what I would do if I was in the gym. You know, I run up and down the street. It's more on the cement now. There's no grass.
That cement's got to be tough.
Oh, it's tough, but you know, it's not like I didn't play when I was younger in the streets playing football, so it kind of reminds me of those days.
All right, I got you. So what about the weightlifting and all that, you know, the exercises that you guys, with the strength coach, you know, all that, those kind of things?
Well, I'm thankful I had purchased a house, a condo in Michigan, and we put a gym in the basement. And now, going through this, this is the second week that I've been, you know, in my gym. And so this is the first time I've been in there since I got it. So now I'm putting it to use,
a
little bit.
Okay, I got you. Let's talk about the team a little bit, because you guys made some moves on defense. And, you know, one of the guys that's been a leader is now gone, and you're moving some positions over, but signed a couple of guys. What do you think that they've done in the offseason so far?
I love what they've done. You know, you go get a high-profile corner in Darius Slay. You know, and then you go get Hargraves, who I feel is going to really make a name for himself once he getting his defense. Because, you know, this one now is all about who he, like you will see, it's a man. You got to be a man in this defense, you know, the way we play. And I really believe they grabbed a good man, and I'm excited for him because he's going to help us. And, you know, we going to help him.
So is there going to be a little bit of change in scheme coming that the Eagle fans look forward to next year, with a little more man up and getting some middle pressure, which will help you guys on the end?
I really do believe that Swartz can do what he want to do, you know, now that he got the personnel. Yes, you hate to lose Malcolm Jenkins within all this because you know how great of an athlete he is. But I understand it's going to be people that's going to stand up and rise up, you know, that's getting the opportunity now. Jalen Mills, I'm excited for him because this is his original position that he played at LSU. And so now it's on him to prove it, and which I know. You know, he's very confident, and if I got to put my money on him, I'm going to put my money on him and say that he's going to get the job done this year. And I'm excited for him.
We're talking to Brandon Graham. Brandon, you know, the Malcolm Jenkins situation is kind of a glaring visible message to guys that it is a business. Now, when that came down, what kind of perspective? Because you know you're probably going to be in a situation in the near future where it's the same kind of situation. So, like, how do you process those kind of things?
Well, you know what? Try to keep the personal out of it. Like, you know, I love Philadelphia. You know, we gonna make it our home when we done. But you know, I know that. You know, I got to leave my feelings out of it. I'm going to always be able to contact Jenkins, you know, and make sure I talk to him because we connected through the Super Bowl, and he's a cool dude at that, so it makes it even better. But, you know, I think that, you know, you just got to kind of roll with it. Once we kind of get started and then you start to see who your team is, you kind of forget who left and who came because you try to worry about who's there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so the first couple of days, I will say, I looked down at Malcolm's locker and you would think about him. Every time you walk past, you would think about him. But then after a while, you'll start to think about who's the person that's there, you know, as you build chemistry with the new guys and let them know what we all about. So it sucks, man, because JP was my guy, too, you know, and I hope that we could figure something out at least one more year with my man because he's been there. But I do know that it's a business. I knew that this day would come. And so with that being said, if somebody new that should be able to step up this year, that's going to be that leader. And we won't miss a beat because, you know, they still got me. And they still got a couple key guys like Carson and Jason Kelce on the offensive side that'll get stuff together.
Well, you are the leader on defense. We look at you and Fletcher, obviously. Tell me about the defensive ends that you have now. We're waiting on Barnett still, and there are a couple guys like Sweat has flashed a little bit last year. There's still Sharif Miller in the picture. You're kind of a mentor at this point of your career. So give me some optimism on your defensive end room.
Well, you know, DB is going to have a big year. You heard it from me, you know, and I'm sure you're going to hear it from him through his pants because he don't really talk that much. But what I do know is this is Derek Barnett's first offseason without him being injured or have to recover from anything. And then he's working out with working down in Tennessee with somebody we know that I know that's going to do a really good job with him. And so I'm excited for him because I've been in that shoe before where this is the last year to prove it. And you know, I got to put my money on him, too, because I really believe that he's going to get it done, too. And, you know, you got a guy like Josh Sweat who looks up to us that, you know, is hungry to get out there and get the opportunity. And I think Howie and those guys going to give him everything that he wants this year. And, you know, it's on him to make that happen. And I believe he's going to do it because of how he practiced already. And, you know, I'm sure that he's working his butt off right now, despite what's going on. And, you know, all I can say is this. Can't wait for training camp, man, since we're not going to have OTAs from, you know, from all this. I don't think we will, but I hope we do. But if not, you know, camp it is.
All right, so you got to look forward to a date where you guys might start. Now, it came out a couple days ago, this Major League Baseball plan, where they think they can do it in this kind of form with in one venue and all this kind of stuff, which is kind of maybe a little too soon to think about it. Football is the sport where everybody thinks, including the league, that you're going to get started on time. How are you guys looking at it?
I'm looking at it as, you know, man, you know what? Enjoy this time because when it's time to get started back up, we're going to wish we had a little free time again. So I'll just take it in one day. I do know that now that I got a regimen of me working out, that was my biggest worry, to make sure that I stay in shape, make sure that I get the proper work that I need. Just so I can be ready when that time do come because, you know, they pay us to stay in shape. And so no matter what happens in this world, we got to make sure we stay in shape. And we could do that with all kind of stuff in the house. You don't have to have a gym, but, you know, you got to have that mentality. And for me, I'm just happy that I got a regimen because that was my hardest part with everything shutting down. It's trying to figure it out.
Brandon, let me ask you this question, because a lot of talk last year, a lot of leaks coming out of the locker room and all that kind of thing. You're in a position of leadership now. How do you expect to handle that kind of thing, to button down your locker room?
You know what? Just continue to just keep, you know, relaying the message. You know, as a leader, you know, Doug, tell us what he expects from us. And it's on the leaders to try to, you know, help people and to let them know, give them the information that we get to let them know what they expect. And so, and at the end of the day, you put it in their court, and everybody is not perfect. You can't control everybody, but, you know, addressing the elephant in the room and being able to talk to people and police people in a way that they can receive it. You know, I think that, that always goes well. And I think for me, I would always try to do that. If I see something that got out and we know who it was, we had talked to him, hey man, why are you feeling like that? You know, how can we get you to not do those type of things? And maybe you hear him out, and then, you know, maybe it could change, maybe it can't, you know, but we just addressing stuff head on and addressing in a way where it's not disrespectful and people can receive it, you know, because communication is key.
All right. That sounds good. Now, the last question, I'm going to make you general manager. You got the draft coming up. It's going to be a virtual draft. Brandon Graham, general manager. Where are you going,
man? You know, I'm going where our biggest need. You know, and that's what we know what we need. Everybody know we need those receivers. You know, because we got a lot of good ones. You know, one is hurting right now, and I don't know what's going to happen with Alshon. But I do know that you got Deshaun. You got Greg Ward. You know, you got a couple guys that's hungry and can't wait. But, you know, I would go with a receiver since it's deep, you know, a deep receiver year for them. And so and then kind of pick and choose what you want after the second and third. You know, I think everything should be good.
So you're going receiver. Does that receiver have to be from the SEC?
It could be wherever he wanted to be. You know, I just know that it's this year, and you got a lot of quality receivers this year, so I'm excited.
You got a personal favorite?
You know what, man? I really believe Peoples Jones from Michigan. I like Peoples Jones. I've watched him grow up, and I've seen him. It's just we haven't had a quarterback at Michigan, so for him to show his real talent. So.
You're not going to give me a Michigan guy here. With two Alabama guys, an Oklahoma guy, and an LSU, you're not going Michigan on me.
I'm just saying, you know, just if my favorite, I like Peoples Jones, but not just for us, but just, you know, if you said in the draft, I like Peoples Jones. But for us, I really do believe, you know, Justin Jefferson.
I mean, you showed your colors now.
I did. I had to show my colors one time.
All right, listen. Hey, Brandon, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And keep doing the good work. That was a really nice gesture for Hup today. And hopefully we get this season started when it should be started. Good luck to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate
it. All right, here he is, Brandon Graham on the Comcast Business Hotline.